In Oliver's time, it was too late for a chief of the name of Barry to lift up his war cry against that of the murderous brewer. We were princes of the land no longer. Our unhappy race had lost its possessions a century previously, and by the most shameful treason. This I know to be the fact, for my mother has often told me the story, and besides had worked it in a worsted pedigree which hung up in the yellow saloon at Barryville where we lived. That very estate which the Lindens now possess in Ireland was once the property of my race. Rory Barry of Barry Ogue owned it in Elizabeth's time and half Munster beside. The Barry was always in feud with the O'Mahonys in those times, and, as it happened, a certain English colonel passed through the former's country with a body of men-at-arms on the very day when the O'Mahonys had made an inroad upon our territories and carried off a frightful plunder of our flocks and herds. This young Englishman, whose name was Roger Linden, Linden or Lindane, having been most hospitably received by the Barry, and finding him just on the point of carrying an inroad into the O'Mahony's land, offered the aid of himself and his lances, and behaved himself so well, as it appeared, that the O'Mahony's were entirely overcome, all the Barry's property restored, and with it, says the good old chronicle, twice as much of the O'Mahony's goods and cattle.